These are our final thoughts for Sunday's big game against the visiting New Orleans Saints. Mike, your keys to the game.
Mine is for the defense to keep doing what it's been doing the last couple weeks, and the biggest thing is not giving up that explosive play. This New Orleans offense, they've struggled so far this year. They're not living up to expectations, but they are explosive. They can make big plays. The Packers have to hold those down as they've done the last 2 weeks against the Bears and the Seahawks.
And my key to the game, Mike, is achieving the same kind of run-pass balance the Packers did in the second half in Seattle, which means being able to run the ball. We saw what that did. All those sacks in the first half and then no sacks in the second half, and Aaron Rodgers got the time he needed in that 81-yard drive, and I really believe it's because they showed the kind of balance that made the Seahawks defense play run as well as pass. Dr. Spofford, your injury list is short this week.
It is for both teams. The Packers have 8 guys on the injury list, but 6 of them are probable, so you can expect them to play. The only 2 who are not are rookie safety Sean Richardson is out with a hamstring injury, and cornerback Devon House is still questionable with that shoulder. So, but the way the Packers' corners have been playing, they haven't necessarily needed House yet. We'll see how that goes as the season develops. For the Saints, linebacker David Hawthorne is the only starter who is out. He will miss the game with a hamstring injury. Also, backup linebacker Jonathan Casillas is listed as out with a neck injury, so maybe the Saints a little thin at linebacker. And then backup defensive end Turk McBride out with an ankle injury, but only 1 starter out for New Orleans.
Folks, beware. The Saints are coming in here real healthy. And now, our players to watch. Mike, yours.
I'm going to go with Sam Shields at cornerback. I think Shields is off to a great start this season. There were a lot of questions about him during training camp and all the talk about his tackling and everything last season. Sam Shields is playing really well, and he's coming off the game in Seattle where he got called for that horrible pass interference that we all know wasn't pass interference down the sideline. He got shoved in the back on the Hail Mary play and all that. Sam Shields has played very well, but I think New Orleans is going to try to go after him. Tremont Williams is still the star cover corner on this defense, and I think Drew Brees is going to try to pick on Shields a little bit.
And my players to watch are the 5 offensive linemen in front of Aaron Rodgers after that 8-sack debacle in the first half of Monday night's game. Clearly, the burden of proof is on the Packers' offensive line. This is still an offense that wants to throw the ball, that is going to live according to how well it throws the ball, and Aaron Rodgers is the star of this team, and he absolutely must be protected. Folks, those are our final thoughts. Enjoy the game. Oh, one more thing. Mike?
Be sure to join us on Packers.com for our live game chat. We'll start 2 hours before kickoff, 1:25 p.m. Central Time. We'll take you all the way up through the final gun. So stay with us on Packers.com.